Speedbuilders.com. Would it be fair to say that there is no room for vehicles to park facing westbound on Addison, the north side of the street?
I don't understand the question.
You told us that westbound Addison was only one lane wide, correct?
Yes.
And there's no room for vehicles to park facing westbound on that side of the street then, is there?
Yes, there is.
Let's go back just a little bit, because you may have misunderstood. Addison Street was, I believe you indicated, it was three lanes wide?
I misunderstood the question.
How wide is Addison Street?
Four lanes.
Okay, two lanes in each direction?
Yes.
Two eastbound, two lanes westbound?
Yes.
Okay. And are there vehicles that can park on either side of Addison?
No, only westbound, eastbound. There is no parking all along the church.
Are there signs that indicate no parking on that side of Addison?
Yes, sir.
Would those signs include the block east around block west of where the accident occurred?
Yes.
What was traffic like just before your collision?
Very light.
Did you notice any other vehicles?
No.
What's the speed limit on eastbound Addison at Pacific?
30 miles an hour.
And is that posted on Addison Street?
Yes.
What was your highest rate of speed before the accident, after you turned from Cumberland?
Between 25 and 30.
Do you have an opinion as to the highest rate of speed of the vehicle you collided with, its highest rate of speed between Cumberland and where the accident occurred?
The same, between 25 and 30.
What was the first indication that you were about to be involved in a collision?
When I saw her car turn in front of me.
How far were you in back of her car at that point?
Approximately two car lengths.
Do you recall whether or not the car in front of you signaled a right turn?
Yes, I do.
What is your recollection regarding that?
She had put her left turn signal on, not her right.
When did you first notice the left turn signal on this other car?
Time-wise or distance?
Either.
About a quarter block.
Before the accident? She was a quarter block before where the accident occurred, or you were?
She was, because I was coming through the red light, or the intersection where the light is at.
What intersection is that?
DuPage.
What lane was the other vehicle in at that point?
Left.
That would be left of the two eastbound lanes of Addison Street?
Correct.
And you were in the same lane, two car lengths behind the other vehicle?
Correct.
What happened after that?
She started to slow down. I had started to slow down. I started to veer off to my right. She started to turn, and she turned right, and she turned right going like for the church parking lot. I hit my brakes and then hit her.
When you veered off to the right, did you indicate you were changing lanes with a turn signal?
Yes, I did.
Did you make any other indications that you were turning? A sign, such as your horn?
No.
What part of your motorcycle came in contact with the car?
The front.
Did you fly off the handlebars?
Yes, I did.
Where did you land?
I hit the rear of her car. I landed on her hood.
The front of her car?
Yes, I did.
What part of the other vehicle did your motorcycle collide with?
Rear bumper and side quarter panel.
Which side?
Right side.
Do you know how you got from your motorcycle to the hood?
I went through fearing I'd hit the side part of the back windshield of her car and then landed on the front of her hood in the air. What was your question?
How far you got from the seat of your motorcycle to the front of her hood?
The bike hit the back, came up, and I went.
Okay. Did you actually roll onto what would be the trunk area of the car?
No.
You went straight? Did you go over the handlebars of your bike?
Yes.
And did you go from there to the hood without touching any other part of her car?
The car has a back windshield.
Back window?
And then on the side, the roof comes around like that, the window over here, and I hit like that.
The side?
Both. It was like that.
The side and the back window?
Yes, and then I went over.
Over the top of the car?
Over the top of the car and landed on the top.
Okay.
I landed on my back.
So you landed on your back on the front hood of the car?
Yes.
At the point of impact, was either vehicle moving or stopped?
Moving slowly.
What was the speed of your motorcycle at the instant of impact?
Approximately 20 or 25.
So you were only able to slow down very slightly from your speed that you had been traveling before that?
Rephrase that.
You had only slowed down a little bit from the speed you had been traveling before you realized you were to have a collision.
Split second, because when she turned, I had already been making my turn, and then the car went right in front of me. I hit the brakes. It was split second.
I am trying to find out how much you slowed down from the speed you were driving before the impact to the point of impact.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, my mind looking at other things.
What was on your mind at that time, if you recall?
I don't know. You see a car go in front of you, you don't remember.
What happened after you found yourself on your back on her hood?
I had rolled over looking at the car, looking at my motorcycle, and got off the car and walked over here and sat down.
Where did you sit?
On a curb.
Where was your motorcycle?
Laying on the street.
in relation to the rear of the vehicle, where was the bike?
Approximately 100 feet.
South?
Behind the car.
West?
In the street. She had gone and kept driving into the parking lot.